Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. When Phil Scott was elected governor, he said he would not allow the state budget to grow faster than Vermonters' wages. And according to Commissioner of Finance Adam Gresham, that means the maximum increase for next year's budget will likely be around 2.5%.
When we lock in that number, that will be the guidepost for all state spending.
Scott has said that he won't allow budget growth to exceed mean growth in wages over the last 6 years, and Gresham says the governor's proposed budget increase may well come in lower than 2.5%. The Vermont Health Department has confirmed the state's first human illness this year from West Nile virus spread by infected mosquitoes. Officials said Friday that an Addison County resident has been diagnosed with neuroinvasive disease, which is a more serious form of the illness and affects the nervous system. The virus has been found in mosquitoes in all counties in Vermont. The disease is spread to humans by the bite of an infected mosquito. Officials say most people infected do not become ill, and around 20% get flu-like symptoms. They say less than 1% develop the more severe illness. There have been 12 confirmed human cases of West Nile virus in Vermont since 2003. Across Vermont, there is growing support to have residents purchase mobile home parks. Jonathan Bond is with the Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity and works with residents to make sure they understand their rights under the law.
So for park residents, when a park comes up for sale, it is their opportunity for potentially a generation to be able to purchase the park and have more control than they would ever have otherwise.
He says in many communities, the parks represent long-range solutions to Vermont's ongoing affordable housing crisis.
Mobile homes at their core are affordable housing in a rural state. You do not want to necessarily build a large apartment building, in some of our more rural communities. But having a mobile home park that's been there since the 1960s, you may want to maintain to help keep affordable housing in your community.
Vermont law gives residents about 5 months after a mobile home park is put up for sale to make a decision about forming a co-op. The case of whether government leaders in Vermont were complicit in ski resort fraud is headed to a courtroom for the first time. Foreign investors sued Vermont over what they called failed oversight, collusion, and a cover-up. The Burlington Free Press reports the case moves to Vermont Superior Court in Hyde Park this morning.